Remember, we talked about people gathering on Yom al-Jam and, of course, going to their own places because the da'i, the summoner, will call them to their own places. And then, after they wait enough, they will get this honor of meeting the Lord. So what do we mean by meeting the Lord? Because we know that Allah doesn't have a place, Allah doesn't change in time, we cannot see Him by our eyes. So what is the meaning of meeting the Lord? First of all, see what the Quran says about this meeting. Because although the Quran talks about Allah coming on the Day of Judgment at certain point, but we know that most of exegetes have said that this should be interpreted in different way, because Allah does not go and come. It doesn't have any reasonable meaning. Now, let's see the verses first, and then we will see what is the meaning of this meeting the Lord. Just bear in mind, as soon as we raise, we are not ready to meet the Lord. Although we have passed through this life, we have passed through Barzakh, we have now raised, we have to wait there, as some people, for 1,000 years it would last, that great sweat, eating the earth and all these things, until it comes to a point where they find the capacity for this meeting. The whole important point of this issue is that people should find the capacity for this. Before this capacity, there is no ability to see, to meet the Lord. Now, the arrival of the Lord, how is it explained in the Quran? Kalla idha dukkata al-ardu dakkan dakka wa jaa rabbuk wal malaku saffan saffa. No, indeed, when the earth is leveled to a plain, this is, of course, referring to what happens before the Day of Judgment and during that phase of blackout, and your Lord and the angels arrive rank on rank. Of course, the angels arrive rank on rank, saffa. It means that when the Lord wants to arrive, all the angels come and line up for the honor and respect, before people can see the Lord coming. Do not imagine any person or someone coming. It's just the all angels lining up. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكُ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. The angels will stand in lines. صَفًّا صَفًّا means rank on rank. You see ranks of angels from the ruh, which is the highest of the high. We don't know what it is at this moment of our life. Inshallah, later on we may realize what ruh is when we go to the hereafter. Then the angels, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, and then the lower angels, ranks after rank, all the angels line up as a sign of Lord coming. And then when all the angels have lined up, the Lord will come. Now I say, what is the meaning of the coming of the Lord? And then, of course, there is something which we'll discuss later. On that day, man will take admonition. What will the admonition avail him? Well, وَجِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمٍ, and the hell is brought near on that day. Two things will happen. You will see the angels ranking. You will see the arrival of the Lord, and on this moment of our life, then the coming of hell is quite imminent. Hell is not there yet, but it's imminent to come. جِيَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمٍ. Jahannam is brought. Now, we'll discuss about all these things. Jahannam will appear. The paradise will be brought close. All these are very, very subtle expressions in the Quran, which we have to discuss later. Now we want to talk about this arrival of the Lord. Ja'a Rabbuk. Now, usually if you go to any tafsir, they say this doesn't have any sensible meaning, so we should say جَاءَ أَمْرُ رَبِّكَ, the command of your Lord will come. Or جَاءَ عَذَابُ رَبِّكَ, the عذاب of the Lord will come, because it talks about Jahannam later on. However, probably they haven't noticed one very, very subtle thing here, and that is the Quran talks about إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ, you are struggling towards your Lord and you will meet him. Again, here they say you will meet his reward or punishment. Well, then we have to somehow change all our understanding of how we should interpret the Quran. Anyhow, I will mention a meaning here for this arrival of the Lord, which I think is the meaning of this verse. However, you are free to accept it or to accept any other exegesis in this regard. Now, is another verse in Surah Naba. That was in Surah Fajr. This is in Surah Naba. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّى, the day when the ruh, this is the ruh which is talked about in Surah Qadr, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ, the angels and the ruh will come down. Now there we see the ruh standing for respect. Suddenly all the people in that great scene of mahshar, everyone in his own place, kafir, mu'min, evil people, good people, suddenly they see a change is coming. Angels are descending. Everywhere is full of angels. Then the ruh arrives, and then they stand in respect, and the angels rank. Something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون. Now, after this point, no one will speak. إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صواب. Now, what's the meaning of this arrival of the Lord? The Lord is always, the Lord is now here, isn't it? We don't need to go anywhere to meet the Lord. Or the Lord doesn't need to come anywhere. However, there are lots and lots of veils between us and the Lord. And that's why we do not feel His presence. We do not see Him with our own eyes of the heart, of course. If these veils are lifted, then we see things. Some veils, if they are lifted, we see the angels. Now, there, when it says the angels come, it means the veils are lifted gradually. The veils are lifted. And even to the extent that you will see the roof, and to the extent that suddenly you see the Lord there. You see the Lord there, not with your eyes of the head, with eyes of the heart, with that faculty which we can see Him. As I said, there are different faculties in us. We cannot see things with our ears. We cannot hear things with our eyes. We cannot see God with our ears or eyes or whatever. There is another faculty in us, which is called heart, by which we can see Him. But now we do not see Him. Even in Barzakh we do not see Him. Of course, some people may have some sort of vision of God with the heart. However, this is very different from this meeting, this vision. And this happens for everyone. جَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. This is when the veils are lifted. Now, when these veils are lifted, you suddenly think that the Lord is in front of you, that the Lord has come. That's the meeting. And that meeting, of course, when those veils are lifted, it's not only lifted to see the Lord. They are lifted to see other things, which I will discuss. Now, you see, it's not only the Lord that you see now. It's many other things that you see. And this is when the people have found the capacity for it. As I said, this is for mu'min and kafir. They see things which was not possible before this stage. It was impossible even to imagine in Barzakh to see such a thing. Now it has come true. So, on that day when the spirit and the angels stand in array, none shall speak except whom the old beneficent permits, and who says what is right. Because what? Because ذَلَكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقَّ. This is now, when Allah arrives in the sense that I said, it's only haqq which prevails. No battle is there anymore. ذَلَكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقَّ. We cannot wait for that day. It's very good. Although, I tell you now, it's very difficult. Even for mu'min, it's very difficult. This day is the day of exposure of everything. And this exposure is very, very difficult for all of us. That is the day of truth. So let anyone who wishes take resort with his Lord. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَعَابًا. Take a good return to your Lord. You will return to Him. You will see Him. This meeting is haqq. It will happen. However, take a good return. Make this meeting to be a good meeting. As Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam mentions, حَبِّبْ إِلَيَّ لِقَاءَكْ وَأَحْبِبْ لِقَاءَكْ. This meeting, make me love this meeting, and you love to meet me as well. As if I am waiting to meet you, you should be waiting to meet me as well. Well, who are we that Allah should wait to meet us? I mean, we are not important. No matter who we are not important at all. But here it is. And the day, تَحِيَّتُهُمْ يَوْمَ يَلْقَوْنَهُ سَلَامٌ. For some, Allah greets them. When he arrives and you feel Allah has come, suddenly you receive greeting of salam from your Lord. Now that is going to be very pleasing and relieving, of course. This encounter gives man phenomenal knowledge about God's power. As I said, now many veils are lifted. We see the power of God, but it's from behind a veil. It's just like it's a very faint sound coming from somewhere. Now you see it in front of you. You see the glory of God. You see the grandeur and His life. Now, when I say life, because all life comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are dead. He is alive. He gives life. And you see that huge, enormous quality of life and knowledge. That's how you encounter the Lord. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورَ رَبِّهَا. And the earth, when this arrival comes, the whole earth glows, shines. Because now the light of the Lord shines everywhere. أَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورَ رَبِّهَا. The earth will glow with that light of the Lord who has come. Of course, this is spiritual light, not physical light. And then what happens after? وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. And the book is set. وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ. And the prophets are brought forth. And the witnesses. وَالشُّهَدَاءَ. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And the judgment is made between them. This verse is what we are going to discuss tonight. Okay? The Lord comes. أَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورَ رَبِّهَا. The whole earth glows with the glory and light of God. And then the prophets are brought. That means prophets are not there with us in Mahshar. As soon as they rise from their graves, they are taken. They are taken to some other place. Then when Allah wants to judge, they are brought back. وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ. And the witnesses are brought forth. And then the judgment is made and the kitab is set. Now these stages are the stages of Hisab, which we are going to talk. This happens after this encounter with the Lord, after meeting the Lord. And the earth will glow with the light of her Lord, and the book will be set up, and the prophets and the martyrs. Well, here, shuhada may not mean martyrs, may mean witnesses. Will be brought, and judgment will be made between them with justice, and they will not be wronged. In this encounter, this is now, فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَعَابًا. Whoever wants, take a good path to the Lord, not a bad path to the Lord. Some arrive at the beauty and jamal and mercy, rahmah, while others arrive at the wrath, qadab, and exclusion, jalal of Allah. They see that Allah excludes them frowns at them. Why? Because they are evil, and Allah frowns at every evil. So this encounter, although it happens for everyone, although everyone meets the Lord, but try to make this meeting as pleasant as possible. Try to make this meeting your path to this meeting, to where you will see the beauty and rahmah of God, not the wrath and exclusion, jalal of God. And here, the multiplicity or kathra loses ground for unity. Now you see, ذَلَكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. There is only one haqq. وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ. You will see that Allah is the real haqq. There is nothing else. Everything else would lose light and will become trivial. Now here, we go through another station. Now, as I said, I don't know these 50 stations, what really they are, or what is the sequence. However, I said the first station was that station of decontamination or detainment. You are detained there to be decontaminated, if it was possible for you. And then comes this station of arz, to be presented. You will be presented. What does it mean, you will be presented? Not you as an individual, as a physical body, but you as whatever you have been, whatever you have done, whatever you have thought, will be presented. To whom? To the Lord. Of course, you will be presented to the Lord. But we are always presented to the Lord. The difference is that now you see that you are exposed. Now we don't see that we are exposed. You see there that you are exposed. And this is probably the most difficult phase for mu'minun. For kafirun, it's very difficult. Just put that aside. For mu'minun, this is very difficult. To be exposed to the Lord with all the shortcomings. They see this exposure to the Lord. And this is going to be really humbling for everyone. وَأُرْضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّىٰ. And then they will be presented before your Lord in ranks. As the angels were standing in ranks, they will be presented in ranks. What these ranks are, we don't know. Some say it's ranks of different religions. Different religions are Islam, Christianity, Judaism. They come in different ranks. Or different ranks of qualities of people. Good people, evil people. The only thing we know is that it's like different lines standing one after another to be presented to the Lord. However, again, for the Lord, it all happens instantly. We are in lines, but for him it all happens instantly. I'll talk about that later. And then this is some sort of description. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Certainly you have come to us, just as we created you the first time. You have come to us. Well, we are always with him. Now we see ourselves with him. That's the crucial point. We see ourselves with him. The way we created him the first time, we said the different meanings of this. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّا نَجْعَلَ لَكَمْ مُؤْدًا. This is, of course, for kuffar. You thought that it was all in vain. You will not come back. There wouldn't be any meeting point. You maintain that we shall not appoint a tryst for you. And when this arz happens, وَوَضَعَ الْكِتَابِ. The book is set. I'll talk about kitab in details. Don't ask now. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفَقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. Then you will see the guilty apprehensive of what is in it. This is when everything is exposed now. يَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. They say, woe to us. What a book is this? It omits nothing, big or small, without enumerating it. They will find present whatever they had done. So it's not only You as an individual being presented to the Lord, everything, every single act you have done is presented now to the Lord. They will find present whatever they have done, and your Lord does not wrong anyone. There you will see that your punishment and your reward is yourself. It's not God who punishes. It's not God who rewards, although everything is in His hand. However, your punishment and your reward is yourself. Now, if you look into the words of A'im alayhi salam, the most difficult moment they fear is this moment of ours to be presented before the Lord. Although they haven't done anything wrong, but when compared to Allah, because we are using His ni'mah, and this is now the day when the owner of that ni'mah want to see what you have done. Warham, this is in Sahifa Sajadiyah, Warham bil Quran fi mawqif al ard alayk zulla maqamina, in the station of presentation before you, pity the dishonor of our position by the Quran, by the help of Quran. Because we are reciting the Quran, help us. Because that's a very humiliating moment for every human being. So help us in that moment. It's full of shame for everyone. Everyone will have shame there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what everyone sees from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just mercy and giving. And what they see from themselves on that point is just shortcoming. No matter who you are Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, you are Jibreel, because they have this arz as well. Why the angels come, stand in row? Because they have to be presented as well. If you are Jibreel, you are ashamed. If you are Pharaoh, you are ashamed. No matter what. Everyone in this moment is ashamed. So, this is what Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says. It's recorded, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ إِذَا ذُكَرَ الْأَرْضُ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى ذِكْرَهُ شَهِقَ شَهْقَةً يُغْشَى عَلَيْهِ مِنْهَا. Whenever the presentation before God was mentioned, Imam Hassan used to cry loudly and faint of the mahula, the fear. This is not the fear, because there's no hisab yet. Hisab comes after this. This is not the position of hisab. It's not the position of liability or anything. It's just exposure. You feel exposed. And no matter who you are, as I said, if Jibreel, Prophet, or any human being, you feel indebted to your Lord. Indebted to someone who cared for you and you had shortcomings towards him. And this is about mujrimun in the Quran, Surah Sajda. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. And when were you to see when the guilty hang their heads before the Lord, bring their heads down, what should they say? They cannot say anything now. And our Lord, we have seen and heard. رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا. This is after the meeting. They see the glory, they see the mercy. Of course, they don't arrive at the mercy, but they see what Lord they were disobeying. Send us back so that we may act righteously. Indeed, we are convinced. إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Now we are convinced. Of course, this acceptance is of no avail anymore. No one can go back. A child which is born, you cannot return them again to the womb. They are born here, they cannot be returned now. There is no point for pity. Now, there is a very beautiful statement from Amir al-Mu'mini in Nahj al-Balagha, who says, Al-ghina wal-faqr ba'da al-arza ala Allah. Rich or poor will be determined after you are exposed. to Allah. The affluence and poverty is determined only after the presentation before God. There you will realize whether you are rich or you are poor. Not rich and poor in terms of wealth of this world, money. Rich and poor in terms of akhirah. Are you rich? Are you poor? Only after this presentation before Allah you will realize. And in Sharh Usul al-Kafi, Mulla Saleh Mazandarani gives a good spin to this hadith. Of course, may not be quite the meaning of the hadith, but gives a nice explanation. He says that the meaning of al-faqr wal-ghina ba'd al-ardh ala Allah, we can find it from a hadith from the Prophet, who said, the destitute from my ummah is not the one who doesn't have money. That's not the destitute from my ummah. The destitute from my ummah, look, he says from my ummah. He's talking about Muslimun, he's not talking about kuffar. From my ummah is the one who comes on the day of resurrection with salat and fast and zakat. But he comes while he has sworn at this one, slandered that one, seized the property of another one, and beaten one, shed the blood of another, and he comes with fast and salat and zakat. He then has to give each to each some of his good deeds. And if his good deeds are finished before he has liquidated his debts, then the bad deeds of those will be thrown at him. Then he will be thrown in hell. This is the poor. This is the poor, of course. بعد الأرض على الله. After you are exposed, you realize whether you are rich or you are poor. Now, another verse from the Quran. This is the more accurate expression of this arz. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. That day you will be presented or exposed. None of your secrets will remain hidden. This is very horrible, isn't it? None of your secrets will remain hidden. Now, the good thing about it is that for some, if you are a believer, Allah will cover it from others. It's only you and Him who see it. Not anyone else. Otherwise, everyone else would see it as well. It's not only Allah who sees it, who can see that. Everyone else can see that as well. Now, good news. If you are a mu'min, that's all. No hisab after this. No hisab. Whatever we say after this is not for you. This is the hisab of the mu'min. This is the hard time of the mu'min. And in some of the tafsir about the verse, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Whoever his book is given to his right hand will have an easy reckoning. He says, هُوَ الْعَرْضُ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. This exposure is that reckoning for mu'min. Because then there is nothing else. You fear, you feel ashamed, but after this Allah will somehow reassure you. And this increases your love for Him, because now after you are exposed, He shows you more kindness. Shows you more kindness. And you just tear away from that love of Allah, the way He treats you on that day. And in all traditions, for example, we have the detail said like this, that Allah will say, my servant, you did this, you did that, you did that. What do you think I'm going to do today? And then He says, I forgive everything. Go to paradise. And it's between me and you. I don't let anyone else to see this. Just go. So, this arda ala Allah is that hisaban yasira. Because if Allah wants really to take into account if he wants to put you on a spot, you wish to go to hell before he speaks to you. وَلَوْ نُوْقِشَ لَأَنَّ مَنْ نُوْقِشَ الْحِسَابِ The light accountability or the light reckoning is arv before God. For whoever is meticulously taken to account will be perished. Now we talk about this account, hisab, reckoning, soon. Yeah. Don't rush. Where is the Sirat? There is no Sirat yet. There is no Sirat yet. We have to cross Sirat. I mean, you have to cross Sirat as well. But it's after this Hisab, you will find how you are going to pass it. How you are going to pass it. Okay? Now, Sirat and Mizan comes afterwards. It's not now yet. We have 50,000 years, don't hurry. Let's go with our pace. وَمَنْ عَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أُولَٰئِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ Who is a greater wrongdoer than him who fabricates a lie against Allah? They shall be presented before their Lord. This is sort of warning. Take heed of what you are doing. You will be presented. Even if there is no account, no hisab, as is reported from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, that if there was no hell, no accounting, nothing, just this hayaul ardh ala Allah or mahulatul ardh ala Allah, the horror of being exposed to the Lord, we shouldn't have done anything wrong. Ulaka yu'razuna ala rabbihim, and the witnesses will say, it is these who lied against the Lord. Look. The curse of Allah is upon the wrongdoers. And in that day where Allah's mercy prevails, because we have in the hadith that Allah's mercy, if you divide it by 100 parts, one part is shown in this world. And by that one part, He has created you, He has sustained you, He has given mercy, He has put mercy among you, between mothers, children, spouses, all this mercy that you see in this world is just from that one part. And 99 parts you will see on that day. Now, just imagine in that day of prevalence of mercy, some people are cursed. This is amazing. This is how this is going to be possible. Inshallah, we see it there. We cannot really, as Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki, one of the teachers of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that, my Lord, knowing this mercy of you, my reasoning would not allow me to believe that there is a hell or that you will take anyone to hell. I just believe in it because you say it. Because of the mercy I know of you, I cannot understand it. Now, when we go there, inshallah, we understand it. But inshallah, we don't go there. Yes. Yeah, if it was not because of the, yeah. But Imam Ali doesn't say, I don't understand it. Yeah. Now, look what Allah Tabatabai says about this. أُولَٰئِكَ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ They will be exposed or presented to the Lord. He says, arz is to present something to be seen and to be explored. And since the removal of veils between people and the Lord, this is the arrival of the Lord, isn't it? We said that the removal of the veils means the Lord comes. Since the removal of the veils between people and their Lord will forcibly happen on the day of resurrection, and that is by advance of his, by the advancement of his signs and clarity of pure haqq, and by absolute presence for the final judgment, it is called arz before the Lord. It is also called buruz. To come out. Buruz means to come out, to show up. to appear. Buruj from another perspective. يَوْمَهُمْ بَارِزُونَ. This is the other perspective in Surah Mu'min. The day they show up. لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ. Nothing of them will be hidden from Allah. Of course, it means we will realize that. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. And everyone show up for the Allah, the One. So, therefore, this is the continuation of Allama's explanation. Therefore, the meaning of them being presented before the Lord is that the angels who are in charge of them will bring them for the final judgment and place them in a station in which there is no veil between them and between their Lord. There is no veil now. Of course, Allah penetrates all veils. It's us who cannot see from behind veil, and there the veils are lifted and we see our situation. Lifted. Because we have come to that station. Now, it's just like, for example, when we come from the womb to this world, that restriction is forcibly lifted, isn't it? And there the veils are forcibly lifted. That means everyone is exposed to this new reality. Clear? At this stage, the books of human action which were fixed to their souls as closed books are laid open. Now we come to another stage, and this is Tatayurul Kutub. Now that we are presented before our Lord, then we have to wait there for long for this process of Hisab. But the first thing is that we should have a book for our Hisab. We should have a book in which we have all our acts and thoughts and everything recorded. Now remember in our previous stage of this course, we said that Ruman comes to you, Al-Malakul Munabbih, and he makes you to remember whatever you have done, and you write it for him the way he wants it, and he fixes it into your soul, as in your into your neck, and then says, this is your book. It is now closed, and it will open on what day? And some say this is the meaning of Tatayurul Kutub. The books fly open. It's on your heart. It is in your chest. It's in your soul. It's yet closed. Although not closed in the sense that you do not see your personality, you see all your personality. How? What does it mean here that it will fly, fling open? I'll mention that. What is the meaning of opening of this book? Just enough to remember we had a book that Ruman fixed to our soul on the first night of our grave when we died, and said, this is the book of your actions. Keep it until the day of resurrection, and there it will become open. Now is the time. The book should open now. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ. This is what, of course, we discussed as well in Surah Isra. أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي أُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. We have attached every person's omen to his neck. Why is called omen? Because your luck or your bad luck, your good luck or bad luck, your omen, good omen or bad omen, is just what you have done. There is no luck in that sense. Whatever you have done, you are doing, this is your good luck or bad luck. So, and we shall bring it out for him. It's now on the neck, fixed to the soul. We shall bring it out for him on the day of resurrection as a wide open book that he will encounter. Read your book. Today your soul suffices are your own reckoner. I said, you are your own hisab. The book will open. That is you. That is your hisab. That is where you go. Now, this is the beginning of hisab. It's not hisab yet. When the books open, then the process of hisab begins, reckoning. As I said, this process, of course, for mu'mineen is very easy. The difficult part was just they were exposed. And that exposure was very hard for them. Otherwise, everything which comes after is made easy for mu'mineen. It means that the acts, behaviors, and thoughts which were in their worldly form in that book find their full qiyamah form. This is the meaning of these books lying open. Now, in Barzakh, we had all those in us, because Ruman made us to remember everything and write everything in our soul. However, we don't know what all these mean in the world of qiyamah, in akhirah. Whatever you have done will take a form which is suitable to qiyamah, and then I will say that this form will be taken after your book is compared to what is recorded there. A bit complicated here. Not a bit, of course, it's very complicated. We are just making it easy, making it to seem easy, actually. So, let me give you one example of how the qiyamah form of the acts will come to life. There is one hadith which Kulayni reports from Imam al-Baqir. He said to Sa'd al-Khaffaf, Ya Sa'd, ta'allamu al-Qur'an, fa'inna al-Qur'ana ya'ti yawma al-qiyamah fi ahsan suratin nadara ilayhan nas. Sa'd, learn the Qur'an, for the Qur'an will come on the day of resurrection in the most beautiful form that people have ever seen. This is how your acts find form. You have recited the Qur'an. You know that you have recited it. Its barzakhi form was with you all the time when you were in barzakh. Now you see the qiyamah form of it. This is alamun nafs. You see the qiyamah form of it. Now, you have performed salat. You see what salat is. How beautiful it is. How charming this creature, which you were called salat, and had found some form in barzakh. Now you see what form it has in qiyamah. Now you have shed blood. Now you see what it is on that day. You see how ugly a creature this is. And this is going to be with you. This is going to be you, actually. You have wronged others. You see what sort of evil creature this is on that day. The forms will find their places. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. What does it mean that then you will return to the knower of the sensible and the unseen, and he will inform you about what you did? Should he inform us? Wasn't it with us? Isn't it in the book? The meaning of he will inform you means that he will show you those forms. You will see. He will inform you what was salat. We did salat. He will inform you what was the meaning of making, hurting a person's feelings. What is the meaning of hurting a person's feelings? What is it? He will show it to you. So, يُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. He will inform you of what you were doing. Not counting it for you, as I said. He will inform you what it means, what it is, what form it has. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُخْبَرًا. I have written the addresses of the verses just after the English translation. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُخْبَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. The day when every soul will find present whatever good it has done, and as to whatever evil it has done, it will wish there were far distance between it and itself. It's just like a being, like a living being, you wish that it was very far away, but it is not, of course, if it was bad. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمَلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلَمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And they will find present whatever they had done. It's not in the book now, it is in the form of the Qiyamah. And Allah will not wrong, does not wrong anyone. Now, but tatayur is from ta'ir, just like the verse I mentioned, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي أُنُقِهِ. Ta'ir means birds. And why it was translated as good omen or bad omen? Because they used to take omen from flying birds. That's why ta'ir has become like a word as meaning as omen. Now, here tatayur al-kutub means flight of the books. The books fly on that day. The book fly from your soul, goes. I said one meaning would be just tatayur al-kutub means the books would fling open. But some have given it a different meaning, which makes sense to some extent. As I said, these are very far-fetched concepts. Don't think that it is as simple as I'm saying. You see, the birth of an animal or a human being in this world is so complicated that if we weren't in this world and we wanted to explain how it happens, it would have been so hard. Now, just imagine we are explaining these things which are quite far-fetched from our present world. However, just to make it understandable, this is how they have told these things will happen. Now, tatayur means flight of the books. The books which are attached to us have a copy with God. And that copy have that qiyamah forms in it. Now you do something, there is a qiyamah form of it. There's a copy there. Why the copy there? Because your existence will be matched with that existence. You have an existence there at the moment. And this is the book that Allah says, we were copying whatever you were doing. And now look, it's not only the book that you have with you, we have a book as well here. هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْتُقُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. This is our book which speaks truly about you. Indeed, we used to copy what you used to do in Surah Jasiyah. This is one of those very complicated verses which every exegete has tried to explain after a fashion, and Allama Tawatawai has gone to length about explaining this. We were copying what you were doing. إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Now, some say that whatever is there is copied here, but that doesn't make sense. Whatever is here is copied there. Although, in the world of Allah, it doesn't make any difference. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Both books are the same thing. This is not magic. This is just the way Allah works. Yes. Okay, Allah has a backup. All right, fine. That's it. Yeah, He has a backup. But that backup is in Qiyamah form. Everything there is in Qiyamah form. Not in the form that you have within your soul. Okay? The books fly, so to speak, from you. Your books fly from you. Find correspondence with their copy and come back to us with their qiyamah forms. This is the meaning of the books flying and being opened in the qiyamah forms. The corresponding copies are either in sajjin or in alliin. Kalla inna kitab al-fujjar lafi sajjin. Wama adraka ma sajjin. The book, the record of the vicious is indeed in sajjin, and what will show you what is sajjin? It is a written record. It's a written record. But the way Allah writes it, it's all the... Now, the book of Fujar is in sajjin. This book flies, finds correspondence. Why? We don't know. This is very complicated. As I said, there are many things in this world even we don't know why it happens, okay? Why we don't know, but there is a huge, huge reason behind it. Why the books should go, find their correspondence, and then come back to us. As I said, maybe it just brings the qiyamah form of it to us. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ. There is one difference with this عِلِّيُّون. This يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. This is where the مُقَرَّبُونَ are. This book. That means this is pure. No evil is in it. The record of the pious is an عِلِّيِّين. And what will show you what is عِلِّيُّون? It is a written record witnessed by those brought near Kitab al-Abrar. Where is Kitab al-Muqarrabun? This is Yashhaduhu al-Muqarrabun. Where is Kitab al-Muqarrabun? It's with God. It's with God only. Because it is very pure. It's absolutely pure. And because God is absolute purity, it's with God. The books flown back from Sijjin. Now, again, this left and right directions, we don't know what this means. Okay? The books flown back from Sijjin come from the left hand and behind. Left and behind, and the books flown back from Illyin come from the right. So when your book flies, if it comes back to you from the right, whatever it may mean, then no fear at all, no fear. Because there is no hisab for you. It was just up to here. Arad, your kitab being corresponded, copied by the copy, coming back to you from your right hand. That's all. You are done in the good sense. Ya ayyuha al-insan. Now remember this. Innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqihi. Fa'amma man utiya kitabahu biyaminihi. فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَصْلَىٰ سَقِيرًا. Oh man, you are struggling towards your Lord laboriously, and you will encounter Him. Then, after that encounter, after the meeting, and after the arz, as for him who is given his record in his right hand, he shall soon receive an easy reckoning. So this would refute the word of Wahidi, which said Hisab is just for Mu'minun, is just at Ars. It comes after Ars, after presentation. Will be Hisab and Yasira. And he will return to his folks joyfully. So that means when you receive this book, well, after of course some while, you return to your folks. That's your folks in paradise, of course. But as for him who is given his record from behind his back, he will pray for annihilation. فَسَوْفَ يَدْءُ صُبُورًا. Why pray for annihilation? Because annihilation is 100,000 degrees better for him than the situation he is in now. And he will enter the blaze. As these verses clearly state, after everyone has received their books, then the hisab starts. The books fly, find their correspondence, come back. Right, left, and then the hisab starts. The hisab means holding people accountable for what they have done. It is a process. Now this hisab itself is a long, long process. For some, I always put this caveat, for some. It's not for everyone. It is a process which starts with the opening of the book, continues with different phases of attestation arguments, and ends ultimately with Allah's judgment. After all these phases of hisab, books opening, attestations, arguments, discussions, all these things between you and God, between people and people, between people and their shayateen, between shayateen and God, all these, after all these settles, then Allah issues his verdict, the judgment, the final judgment. And of course, before he issues the final judgment, You yourself know what is his judgment. You know, you can judge yourself better. And he will take you through this process so that at the end of the day, you are completely, completely satisfied with what he judges. He is Jabbar. But on that day you will see that he wouldn't force anything. And this is amazing from someone who has all the power. Amazing. I mean, even if he takes us to hell, we are thankful to him. Really, really. It's amazing the way he treats these tiny, tiny creatures. He wants to convince everyone that you know why you are being given such a treatment. That you know that there is no other way for it. There is no other way that you could have been treated. It's all justice that you will see. It all comes through this process of attestations, arguments, and then judgments. Now that the books are given an account of what is in them, they are presented to the book owner. However, I said every person should receive his hisab, argues. It all happens at once for Allah. It's not, for example, you think that people should wait in a queue to receive one by one their hisab. It all happens at once. Okay, we leave the rest of this to next week and the way people will try to defend themselves. This is a very, very shakening verse, يَوْمَ تَعْتِي كُلُّ نَفْسٍ تُجَادِلُ عَنْ نَفْسَهَا. Every soul will come and tries to defend himself of what they have done. For kuffar, again I say, this is not for friends of Allah. Try to be a friend of Allah. If you are a friend of Allah, فَإِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَكَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Any question? No. This, whatever is physical is in physical shape. Whatever is not physical is in a different shape. The qiyamah form, we don't know how it is. We don't know how it is. It's something very complicated, beyond our minds.
So how can it be exposed?
You see, if suddenly I have a power to read your mind, then your mind is exposed, isn't it? What if Allah makes everyone else to see your mind? It's possible, isn't it? And then it's not only mind. It's the acts and the forms and everything will be exposed suddenly.
But if it's physical, then we need to eat and drink and do all those things.
Eat and drink, we said last week, yes, we need eat and drink, eating and drinking there, and there are food, there is food there. I mentioned that last week, yeah. Anything else? Yes. Possible. Let's go and see. Inshallah. Let's go and see. Just try to somehow beg him not to expose us to others. That will be shameful anyhow. Yes. Anything else? Yeah. I don't know. As I said, these are not clearly mentioned. It may be a station, this, because this is very, in itself, it's very terrifying. When your book flies, you don't know where it finds its correspondence. Even if you are a Muslim, you see, you don't know where it finds the correspondence. It's a jinn or an alien, then it comes back to you. It may be a station. I don't know. Yes. Now, we are not talking about religions now, because everyone is there now. However, when we talk about mu'min and kafir, we talk about mu'min of religions and kafir of religions. It's now between God and us, And the prophets, of course, will come to judge, to witness for or against their own people. So every religion is equal there and have the same position. Yes. Yeah. Yes, in the position that they have there. Because some people are richer, some people are poorer there in terms of what they have gained in this world. Okay, thank you very much. Until next week, inshallah.